Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be finishing up the fourth parak with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Vav, and Parak Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Parak Dalet, Mishnah Vav is going to be discussing a situation in case where a person actually goes to a city and he's not sure who's an Amaretz, who's not. I'm not from here, I don't know. Who can I trust and who can I rely upon? Says the Mishnah, Hanichnas le'ir, a person enters a city. Ve'eino makir adam sham, he doesn't know anyone there. He doesn't have any friends. He doesn't recognize anyone. He doesn't know who can I trust to separate their ma'aser and therefore eat from them. And who can't I trust? Amar, mikan ne'eman, mikan ma'aser. Who here is trustworthy? Who here separates their ma'aser? He says to people, who can I trust? Amar lo echad, one person then says to him, Ani, I'm trustworthy. You can rely on me. I separate ma'aser. I'm totally trustworthy. Says the Mishnah, Eino ne'eman. We don't believe him. We assume that a random townsperson who you see on the street who says that he's trustworthy, we don't believe that he separated properly, and we can't trust him for the purpose of separating Meiser, and we assume that he would be an Am Haaretz. So it continues the Mishnah, Amar lo, but if this person says to him, Ish ploni naman, he says, so-and-so, go to so-and-so, he's trustworthy, his food was tithed, his food was separated, says the Mishnah, Hareza naman, we would trust him in that situation, because he's not talking about himself. He's not saying, I'm trustworthy, but he's saying that someone else is trustworthy. Now, even though normally, when you have one person who isn't so trustworthy is an Am Haaretz, and he's talking about someone else who we really don't know anything about, normally one Am Haaretz speaking about another Am Haaretz isn't something that we would generally rely upon. But in this specific case, he's traveling, he's desperate, we're going to be a little bit more makil, and says the Mishnah, Hare Zeneman, we would trust him about someone else. Continues the Mishnah, Halach Likach Mimenu, Amar Lo, Mikan Mocher Yashan. He goes, and he buys from him, and then he says to this guy who just sold him the fruits, who he heard about, this guy's trustworthy. Now he says to the guy, Mikan Mocher Yashan, who here sells grains that are Yashan? What does that mean, Yashan? So the way that it works is that food, there's a Karban HaOmer brought on Pesach, and that Karban HaOmer, any food on the second day of Pesach, any food that grew and that was harvested from before the Omer, that's considered to be Yashan, and that you're allowed to eat. However, any food after the Karban HaOmer until the next Karban HaOmer, that's considered Chadash, and that which means new, and you really should not be eating that. So this guy says, Mikan Mocher Yashan, who here sells Yashan? Who here sells grain that I have the ability to eat? Amar Lo, this guy who he just bought fruits from, that was tithed, where Meister was separated, Amar Lo, the guy responds to him and says, Misha Shalachach Etzli, the guy who sent you to me, he's the one who sells food that is Yashan, grain that you can eat. Afal Pishahin Kigomlin Zeza, even though this looks a little bit fishy, you know, he just sent them to me for the fruits, and I'm sending it back to him for the grain. It looks like they're doing favors to one another. He's just trying to reciprocate and do a favor back in turn for him. But says the Mishnah, Hari Elu Ne'eman, we trust it nonetheless. Again, we're being extra lenient because we're dealing with a traveler who's in a little bit more of a desperate situation. We trust him, and we would allow him to go to that other person back at the town for food, for grain that is considered to be Yashan, that is considered to be old. Now we're going to be finishing off the parak with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and we're going to discuss an opposite situation. The previous Mishnah discussed the case where a traveler comes to a city and has to know in the town, what do I do? Now we're talking about people who are in a town, and there are these traveling merchants who come to them, and how do they know if these traveling merchants can be trusted or not? Says the Mishnah, Hachamarim shenichnasu le'ir. You have these donkey carriers, if you will. They're on donkeys, and they're carrying different types of grains, and they're trying to sell them to people. They're traveling merchants. Amar echad, one of these traveling merchants says, Sheli chadash v'shel chaveri yashan. My stuff, that's chadash. You can't eat that. However, v'shel chaveri yashan, but my friend over there, that traveling merchant, that guy, that food's yashan, you are able to eat it. Or Sheli Eino Mesukan Veshel Chaveri Mesukan. Or if he says that my stuff not Mesukan, that my stuff's not fixed, wasn't tied, the Meiser wasn't separated, but my friend over there, his stuff was fixed, his stuff was separated, his Meiser was separated. Says the Mishnah Einon Ne'eman. We don't trust him. Says the Tanakhama, and this is how we paskin. We don't trust them. The traveling merchants is a little bit fishy. Tanakhama says we would not trust them under that circumstance. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ne'eman, and we do trust them. And the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do trust them, the Bar Tanura points out, is because we're concerned if we don't trust them, they're not going to come, and it's going to disrupt the food supply of the town. We need people to come and bring food. We need food to live. We need food to survive. We need them to keep coming. So we certainly wouldn't want them not to come. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we would be lenient, as we know, Demai is only a din midirabbanon. It's a rabbinic thing. It's a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would be believed under these circumstances. But again, we paskin like the Tanakhama. Quick review: Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav discuss the situation where we have a person who comes to a city, doesn't really know who to trust and who not. So the halacha is that we don't trust the person talking about himself, but we do trust the person, whether it's regarding Yashan versus Chadash or Meiser versus Meiser not being separated. We do trust the person whenever he's talking about someone else. And again, we're dealing with a specific kule, specific leniency regarding a traveler who needs food to rely upon someone testifying about somebody, not really testifying, but declaring that someone else is trustworthy. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin discussed the opposite case. When do we trust? Do we trust these traveling merchants who come to town? So, according to the Tanakhama, we do not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do. But we paskin like the Tanakhama. Have a great day.